Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Bikurim, Daf Yud Aleph, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with the brand new Perek and the Vilna source of Daf. It's all the way at the end of Vav Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Hatrum Vabikurim, both in regards to Truma and Bikurim, Chayav an Aliyah and Misa V'chaymesh. If a Kayan who's Tamei or a non Kayan eats them, he's going to be Chayav Misa B'day Shamayim. And he also has to add on an extra fifth besides for the value of what he actually ate, Yasurin Lazarim, and it's also for non Kayanim. They belong to the Kayan, so he can be Makasha Isha with them. It's bottle 1 in 100. And before a Kohen eats them, he has to wash his hands of Harav Shemesh. And if he's Tameh and he went to the mikvah, he still has to wait for nightfall until he eats them. This applies to both Truma and Bikurim, and it does not apply to Meiser. The Gemara now tells us a Truma and Bikurim v'chulu. Ksiv it says in Pasuk, V'ani nein osati l'cha es mishmeres trumaisai. Behold, I have given you the chiyuv to guard the mishmeres of my trumais. Trumaisai is a double lashon of trumas. And we learn from here, shtei trumais, ha-truma v'bikurim, that this is referring to two separate trumas, truma and bikurim, which is also called truma. And this mishmeres is teaching us that there's a chiyuv misa b'day shamayim. We're learning from this mishmeres is that if a zar, a non-kain, eats it, he's going to be chayv misa b'day shamayim. Truma, the chsev, it says in the pasuk, v'lo yesu alav chet u'mesu bai kichal luhu. V'abikurim, in regards to bikurim, yod alaf on beis on top. The chsev, it says in the pasuk, v'vesim shama olei seichem. And the pasuk continues saying, u'trumas yedchem. And what do we learn from here? Elu habikurim is referring to bikurim. The chsev, the pasuk says, v'lo kachakoin atena mi yodecha. The trumas yedchem is referring to bikurim. Ask him, hold on a second. Maybe the pasuk is talking about kachim, meaning maybe when the pasuk says v'lo yesu alav chet, that's referring to chiv misa b'day shamayim. Maybe that's referring to kachim because the pasuk was originally talking about kachim. Who says it's talking about bikurim? I think my answer is kvar ksev kares b'kachim. It already talks about a tamei kain eating kachim being chayv kares. Ask more of a misa v'kares b'kachim. Maybe the pasuk's telling us that there's two things by kachim, misa b'day shamayim and kares. I think more says that can be because v'chiyah shmeis v'chayzer meis. It's possible for someone to die and then die again. Kadat Tani, that's what's taught in the Braisa. Hames l'chamishim shana meis b'kares. If a person dies at 50 years old, that's misa of kares. L'chamishim shtayim misa shmol navi. Shmuel died at 52 years old. L'shishim, if a person dies at 60, misa amur b'tayra. That's the misa that's said in the Torah. Meaning when the Torah says a person is going to get misa and it's referring to misa b'day shamayim, that's 60 years old. So it can't be that kachim has this double punishment of kares and misa b'day shamayim. If by kares a person dies at 50, it can't be that he's going to die at 60 as well. He's already dead. So it must be that this misa b'day shamayim we're talking about is referring to bikurim and not kachim. Now the passage just continues. L'shevim, if a person dies at 70, misa shal chiba, that's a beloved misa, if you will. L'shmayim, if a person dies at 80, misa shal zikna, that's misa of old age. Mikan v'helich, from here on, chayetzar is just considered a life of pain. Now we analyze this braisa. Machamis meimar, mes chamisha, mes bikaris. What's the source? Where do we get to say that if a person dies at 50, that's because he was chayv karis? And the answer to that is Ksev, the pasuk tells us, al tachrisu eshevim mishpach sakasi v'gaymer. Don't cause the levim of the family of kahas to be chayv karis. Now we know that there are three different families of levim, Gershon, Kasa, Merari, and kahas were zeichet to carry all the kelim beis hamikdash, the aron included. And the pasuk tells us we don't want them to be chayv karis if they see the aron. And the pasuk continues telling us v'zaisa sulahem v'chayu v'loyamusu. This which should be done for them, so they should live and not die. Asulhem davar shal takana, something of takana was done for them. Shalaya zune neim in beis kodesh kadashim, so that their eyes shouldn't feast on the kodesh kadashim, meaning that they shouldn't see the kelim. And this was done by the kohanim wrapping up the aron kodesh and the other kelim as well before the levim got to them. And the pasuk also says v'loya vayu liras kavalas a kodesh v'mesu, so they shouldn't see the aron as it's being dismantled and die. And the main point that we're getting from here is that we don't want the levim to die, something that's called kares. Uksevah the pasuk also says uben chamishim shana yashu mitzvah avayda, that at the age of 50 years old, the levim have to leave the legion of work. That means we can't possibly have a levi from family of kahas working past 50 years old, and that means the only way he could possibly die, where the pasuk is telling us we don't want him to die in such a manner, is before 50, and it calls this misa a misa of kares. So we see that kares is before 50 years old. Now, Rav Avin Breder of Tanchum Bar Treifin, according to some, it's Tarfin, Shama Lamin Hacha, he learns from the following. The pasuk tells us, you mentioned the same of him shivim shana, that a person's years are 70, and the pasuk continues by telling us, vim begvuras, shmainim shana. So a person who lives to gvuras is 80 years old. Now, tzemehen, esun shana, she'ein bezin shamalon, einshin v'karsin, take out 20 years of a person's life, the bezin anyway is not going to punish or give kares on, that's the first 20 years of his life. And that means that a person's lifespan is 60 years old. Now, kares is mashma that a person's life is being cut in half. So it means instead of living 60 years, they're going to live only 30. So take that 30, add on another 20 that's not counted as part of punishment anyway. Nimtzus oimra, mis chamisha, mis bikares. Turns out if a person dies at 50, he's dying by kares because that's half of his lifespan. We continue explaining the braisa. Chamisha mushtayim misa shmuel navi. 52 years, that's a misa of shmuel navi. Now of Abba Breder of Papi and Rabbi Shua the Sechnin Sebishem Rablevi. What do we learn from here? The pasuk tells us as follows. B'chol etzev yiyah maysar. In all toil, there's profit. Udvar svasayim achl machsar. However, the word of the lips will only be to a detriment, it will detract. In other words, if a person talks too much, even if it's with davening, that's going to take away. And where do we see this? Chana, the mother of Shmuel, Adesh Ribsa B'tfilasa, because she increased her tefillah, Kitzer B'yom Shel Shmuel, she shortened the life of her son Shmuel. Sh'amar, she had said that if I have a son, V'yashav Sham Ad Oilam, I'm going to give him to the Beis HaMikdash and he's going to be there Ad Oilam. And V'aloi Ein Oilam Shel Levi Al Chamishim Shana, as we just said before, the Oilam of a Levi, the maximum he can work in the Beis HaMikdash at his full capacity is 50 years old. That at 50 years old, he has to retire from the Legion of Work. And since she uses Lashon of Ad Oilam, which was extra, she shouldn't have said so. He lived only 50 years. He lived till 52, not 50. And Omar Vyasa Rabban, he answers on this. She had to wean him for 2 years, and it was only when he was 2 years old, then he was brought to the Beis HaMikdash. There he lived 50, and then he died. Which is continuing to explain the Brass. So, based on Alpha on the top, how do we know that 60 years old is the death of Torah is referring to when it says someone's going to die by Misa B'day Shemaim? So Rav Chizkiya says, B'shem Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, save the Pasuk says, in regards to Dar HaMidbar, who listened to the Meraglim, the spies report, they died early. Im Yira Ish Ba'anashim O'ela HaDar HaRa HaZeh V'Goymer, and Hagatzmacha, think about it for yourself, Shiyatzim Mitzrayim Ben Esrim Shana, they left Mitzrayim at 20 years old, V'Oid Asa Midbar Ba'im Shana, they lived another 40 years in the Midbar maximum, Umeis, and they died. Nim Tzayimer, turns out you say, Hameis L'Shishim Shana, Misa Mura B'Tayra, that if a person dies at 60, that's a fulfillment of Misa B'day Shemaim. Okay, we have another Pasuk that proves the same thing. The Pasuk tells us, Tavi Bechelach Ele Kaver, you will go to the grave at a mature age. The gematria, the numerical value of Bechelach, is 60. We continue explaining the Brayso L'Shevim, Misa Shel Chiba. Everyone dies at 70, that's a death of love. How do we know this? Because the Pasuk tells us, Summation is saying about him, Shifim Shana, that a regular lifespan is 70 years old. And L'Shmoin, Misa Shel Zikna, how do we know that 80 is a death of Zikna? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ivim Begvurois, Shmoinim Shana. And Vechem Barzila, Ermel David. Barzilai also said the same thing to David, Ben Shmoinim Shana, Nechayayim, I'm 80 years old today. Ha'idam and Tavil Rad, do I know the difference between good and bad? Meaning I'm way beyond the regular age. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.